Let's talk some motoring with our motoring expert, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are things?
Fighting fit, mate. Fighting fit.
Good to hear. What is VinFast, or who is VinFast?
VinFast is a Vietnamese car manufacturer. They've built up with a strong link to General Motors. And very quickly, in theory, in practice, they really only came into being in 2017. Within a year, they were showing concept cars at various international motor shows. And now they are expanding and will become quite an important pin in the General Motors lineup, not because they are necessarily 100% owned by them, but now General Motors will be working with them specifically, and they have bought a very important heritage feature in Australia.
Which feature is that?
Lang Lang Proving Ground. Now, that's south of Melbourne on the way to Phillip Island. It's been around for a long time. I've been down there to test a number of cars. It's a wonderful facility. Banked track, skid pan, dirt roads, and there's even a rough terrain section for testing suspensions. And that was, of course, where Australian engineering could be applied and refined. And that's where General Motors developed a lot of their cars. It's got a banked circuit on it, as I say, a banked track. We've often had publicity photos of cars going around there. It was of thought to be lost because of General Motors leaving Australia. If we hoped that another company may buy it, I think it was generally assumed it might have been from China, but now VinFast from Vietnam as the one that has bought it and will to develop cars there, employing some people from Holden, Toyota and Ford who have shut up manufacturing here in Australia. So it's nice to see that heritage feature will keep going.
It really is. And I've got to say, I'm a little bit bemused about it, mainly because I've been to Vietnam and I've seen how few cars they have on the roads. It is funny that a country that is so dominated by the motorbike and the little step through is now manufacturing cars and testing them here in Australia.
And they will be doing it for the world market.
Yeah.
That you're quite right, that it is a situation where the local market perhaps is less significant than other manufacturers around the world. But I believe in a year or two's time that they will be working on a world car for General Motors that will be a small car. They will maintain distribution of General Motors product in Vietnam, and they therefore will be an important company that is not specifically owned by General Motors, but is working with them.
So is it possible one day we might see the VinFast Commodore in Australia?
It depends. The only thing that may hesitate it is that moving away from right-hand drive cars.
Yeah.
However, they may use a manufacturer like VinFast to produce at least, you know, one or two models in right-hand drive. So yes, I think we may see, and given that it'll be tested here, and given that it will be one that they can, from a marketing sense, use as an image of something that has been tested and developed to some degree here, I think they might be the linchpin for General Motors still making it in right-hand drive markets.
Well, I look forward to hearing about you taking a VinFast, whatever it's going to be called. Maybe it's going to be the Ho Chi Minh, the VinFast Ho Chi Minh in the future. Take it for a test drive.
How times change, Andrew. How times change.
Surely that would be an SUV or a 4x4 model. It's got to go down the Ho Chi Minh Trail after all.
It'd be very good going through tunnels.
Exactly. That's right. Quite compact. On that note, we'll leave it there and we'll talk more motoring next week with David. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, my pleasure.